This will not only create bricks and mortar kind of development in that community, but will also help to sustain jobs in that community over the long term.
That's Regional Forester Beth Pendleton of the U.S. Forest Service describing how funds from the USDA's Rural Development Community Facilities Program will be used in the new Wrangell Medical Center project. The $19.5 million loan for the project highlights a list that includes other Southeast Alaska projects in line for funding from the program.
Well, it was really, it's a fantastic, giant leap forward for the project, and it really does mean that the town's going to get a new hospital and long-term care center.
Speaking from the National Rural Health Association Conference in Kansas City, Wrangell Medical Center CEO Noel Ray describes the loan as an incredible opportunity. WMC would have to repay the loan over a 40-year period at a 4% interest rate. He says WMC would be able to refinance the loan through the Build America Bond Program.
The short story is it requires or would have CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, reimburse us 35% of the interest payment. So that would take that 4% number and move it down to 2.6 over 40 years.
Ray says he's confident WMC will pay off the loan without help from the city and borough of Wrangell. Over the past year, the Wrangell Medical Center has been successful in raising money for the project. Earlier this year, the project received $3 million as part of the state capital budget. Ray says WMC continues to look to philanthropic resources such as the Rasmussen Foundation for more funding.
I responded to Rasmussen, who asked us to apply for $1 million. So that proposal is in with Rasmussen and under consideration currently. So to hopefully get that, that would put us at $23.5 million with our total CON cap at $25.4 million for the whole project.
Ray says if WMC doesn't raise the remaining $2 million, it will go to its hospital reserves. Construction on the new Wrangell Medical Center and long-term care facility is tentatively scheduled to begin next spring. The facility is slated to be open by 2013. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.